Title: Sampling and Tuning Tambourine Layers Beginner. All right, let's talk tambourines and drum and bass. I know, it sounds almost too small to matter, but in Rolling DNB, tambourines are one of those sneaky layers that can take a loop from basic drum pattern to this is moving. They add air, they glue your hats and brakes together, and they create forward motion without you needing to cram in more drums. In this lesson, you're going to build a beginner-friendly tambourine workflow in Ableton Live, pick the right samples for the right jobs, tighten them up in Simpler, tune the annoying ring, layer them in a drum rack, and then program a groove that rolls at around 174 BPM. Let's set the context first. Step 0. Set up the DNB foundation. Set your tempo somewhere in the 172 to 176 range. Use 174 if you want a solid default. Then make a super basic loop, kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4. Even if it's the simplest two-step ever, you want that running while you work, because tambourines don't exist in isolation. You're tuning and shaping them to sit with your snare crack and your hat sheen. Now step 1. Choose tambourines by roll, not by vibes. Here's the mindset that makes this easy: one layer per job. You're not stacking tambourines because more top end equals more energy. You're assigning rolls like you would with a kick and a sub. Roll 1 is the tick. This is a short, clean transient, bright, tight, almost like a tiny head enhancer. If your tick layer needs a ton of fixing to work, it's probably the wrong sample. Swap it. Roll 2 is the jangle. This is the body. Longer sustain, more character, more of that classic tambourine rhythm texture. This is usually the layer that has the most annoying resonant ring too, so it's the one we most often tune. Roll 3 is the air layer. Noisy, washy, almost shaker-like. This layer is usually heavily high-passed and sometimes widened, because it's more about space than punch. And for where to get these sounds, use sample packs. Pull little jingle moments out of breaks, or honestly, record a real tambourine into your phone mic. In a mix, a slightly gritty recording can actually sound more alive than a pristine sample. Step 2. Load them into a drum rack for a clean workflow. Create a MIDI track, drop a drum rack on it, and put your layers on separate pads. For example, tick on C1, jangle on C-sharp 1, air on D1. Then click each pad and make sure you're looking at Simpler for each sample. This is why drum rack is so good. Each layer gets its own processing, you can sequence them in one MIDI clip, and later you can glue them together on a bus. Step 3. Tighten the samples in Simpler before you EQ anything. This is a big one. Get the envelope right before you start carving with EQ. If the tail is too long, you'll be eking forever and it still won't feel tight. On each layer, set Simpler to one shot. Then trim the start so the transient hits immediately. If you hear a click, add a tiny fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Now control the length with the amp envelope. For the tick layer, go shorter. You want it to be punctuation, not a sustained wash. For the jangle layer, a bit longer is fine, but you still want it rhythmic. If it's ringing into your snare, shorten it. For the air layer, keep it controlled. Air is great, but air that smears into everything will make your hats feel messy and your snare feel smaller. A good DNB target here is, the tambourine should feel like part of the rhythm engine, not like it's spilling over the groove. Step 4. Tune the tambourine. Yes, even noisy percussion. Here's the truth. Tuning a tambourine is mostly about where it hurts. It's not like tuning a bassline to the key of the track. Usually there's a narrow zing somewhere in the upper mids or low highs that clashes with your snare crack or your hat brightness. So first, pick an anchor. Usually your snare is the anchor in DNB because the transient is basically the center of the top end. If the tambourine makes your snare feel papery or smaller, it's not sitting yet. Method 1 is fast. Use Simpler transpose and your ears. Loop your drum groove. Go to the jangle layer first, because that's the one with the most tone. Start at 0 semitones, then try minus 3, minus 2, minus 1, then plus 1, plus 2, plus 3. Don't overthink it. Pick the one that feels the least irritating and most locked. And here's a style tip. For darker DNB, slightly downtuned tambourines often feel meaner. Minus 1 to minus 3 is a sweet spot a lot of the time. Method 2 is more accurate. Find the ring with spectrum. Drop a spectrum after Simpler on that tambourine pad. Trigger the hit a few times and watch for a consistent peak. Often it lives somewhere around 4 to 10 kHz, sometimes lower depending on the recording. Now transpose the sample and see if you can get that peak to land in a spot that plays nicer with your hats and snare. You are not chasing perfect key matching. Your win condition is, it stops fighting. Quick coach check before we move on. If you layer two bright tambourines and the top end starts feeling swimmy or facey, Do a mono test. Put a utility on your drum bus and set width to zero for a second. If your tambourine suddenly disappears or turns hollow, simplify the layers or narrow one of them. D&B drums need to survive mono. Step 5. Program timing that rolls. 16ths with swing. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on your tambourine drum rack. We're going for a groove that works at 174. Here's a beginner pattern that's hard to mess up. Put the air layer on steady 16th notes across the bar, but keep the velocity low. Think 20 to 50. It should feel like motion, not like a foreground instrument. Put the tick layer on offbeats. You can start with 8th note offbeats, so it's like and. Medium velocity, around 50 to 80. Then use the jangle layer sparingly. 2 accents is plenty. Try placing accents around 1.2.3 and 1.3.3 in Ableton's grid. Keep those hits stronger, like 70 to 95. Now add groove. If you want quick results, open the groove pool and try an MPC-style swing. Apply it lightly, or do it manually. Nudge a few of the quieter 16ths a little late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Keep your main accents closer to the grid so the loop stays tight. A nice trick is contrast. Keep your tick layer pretty on grid, and let your air layer be slightly late. It creates depth without changing the pattern. Step 6. Shape velocity. This is the secret sauce. Tambourines get annoying when they're flat, so give them a dynamic pattern. Aim for 3 levels. Accents around 80 to 105. Regular hits around 40 to 70. Ghost hits around 15 to 35. And think like a drummer's hand. A subtle up-down wave makes a huge difference. You can even draw repeating 4-step velocity cycle, like 80, then 45, then 65, then 35, and repeat. Then choose just a couple hits to accent on top of that. Instant roll. Optional spice. Microflams. Once in a while, duplicate a tambourine note. Nudge the duplicate 8 to 15 milliseconds later, but make it quieter than the first. Use this at the end of every 4 or 8 bars for lift. Don't do it constantly or it'll turn to mush. Step 7. Process each layer with simple stock devices. Remember, clip gain beats fader writing when you're feeding saturation. If a layer is hitting drum bus or saturator too hard, turn down the simpler or pad gain so the processors react consistently, then set the overall volume later on the bus. For the tick layer, start with EQ8, high pass aggressively somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz. Then if it's harsh, dip a little around 7 to 10 kHz, 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q. Then add saturator, 1 to 4 dB of drive, and turn on soft clip to keep it contained. For the jangle layer, EQ8 first, high pass somewhere between 600 Hz and 2 kHz depending on how chunky it is. Then hunt the nasty ring, make a narrow bell, sweep until it hurts the most, then cut it 3 to 8 dB, and keep the Q fairly narrow. Then drum bus for character, drive somewhere around 5 to 15, crunch just a bit if you want texture. Usually keep boom off on tambourines because it can get weird fast. If the dynamics are unruly, add a compressor. Ratio 2 to 1, attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 50 to 120, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. For the air layer, use auto filter in high pass mode. Set it around 6 to 10 kHz. Tiny resonance if you want a little lift, but be careful because resonance up there can get piercing. Then add a small reverb. Keep it short. Decay 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 10 milliseconds. Use the reverb's high cut so it doesn't become fizzy, and keep the dry wet low, like 5 to 15%. Then utility. This is where you can play with width, maybe 80 to 140%. The rule is, your core drums stay strong in mono, and only the air gets wide. If you find that the brightness is there, but the loud hits spit, try a gentle multiband dynamics on the highest band to tame just the sizzle. It can sound more natural than endlessly notching EQ. Step 8. Bus the tambourines for glue and control. You can process on the drum rack output, or route the pads to a group bus. Either way, the idea is the same. Treat the tambourines like one instrument. On the bus, add EQ8 and high pass somewhere around 500 Hz to 2 kHz. You're keeping low mids clean so your drums don't get boxy. Then add glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of reduction. This is not about smashing it. It's about making the layers move together. Then utility and trim the gain so it sits behind your hats and snare. A clean rule of thumb, you should miss it when it's muted, but you shouldn't notice it as the tambourine track when it's on. Optional pro move for heavier D&B, sidechain the tambourine bus lightly to the snare. Just 1 to 2 dB of ducking. It keeps the snare punching through without you needing to turn the tambourines down so far that the roll disappears. Step 9. Arrange it like D&B. Movement plus restraint. Tambourines are amazing as an energy ladder across sections. Try this. In the intro, either no tambourine or just the faint air layer. In the build, introduce the tick layer quietly. In the drop, bring in the full stack, but keep it controlled. Then later in the drop, add the jangle accents for an instant lift. One of my favorite D&B tricks. Keep the drop feeling clean by muting tambourines for the first half beat or even the first half bar of the drop. Then bring them in. That contrast makes it feel like the groove locks in harder. And automate for motion. Open the air layer's filter cutoff during builds, or push the reverb slightly in a fill, then snap it back on the downbeat. Before we wrap up, let's hit the common mistake so you can avoid the pain. If it's too loud, it will compete with hats and snare and you'll lose impact. If you don't high pass, you'll add low mid junk and suddenly the drum mix feels like cardboard. If you overlayer, you'll get harsh top end chaos and phase issues. If you don't vary velocity, it'll sound robotic and the roll will die. If you ignore one nasty ringing frequency, it can ruin the whole drum bus. And if everything is wide, you'll lose mono punch. Keep tick and jangle mostly centered. Widen the air, and ideally create width with filtered reverb sends, not just wide everything. Mini practice exercise you can do right now in 10 to 15 minutes. Pick two tambourines, one short and one long. Load them into a drum rack. Make a one-bar groove at 174 with the short doing the steady job and the long doing accents. Tune the long one by trying minus 3 to plus 3 semitones. EQ the long one. Cut everything below about 1k and notch one harsh ring. Add glue compressor on the tambourine bus and aim for about 1 dB of gain reduction. Then arrange a 16-bar drop. Bars 1 through 8. Only the short tambourine. Bars 9 through 16. Add the long accents. This audio version is shortened for playback.